In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We bless God, and we thank God for bringing us to this hour, despite our sinfulness, despite our natural human selfishness, despite our intentional sinfulness in cases. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We're going to continue praying that Psalm 119, Psalm 119, with its very many authors and voices. God, help us. Lord, give a loving welcome to your servant. Praying parts 16 through 19 of Psalm 119. I have done what is right and just. Let me not be oppressed. Vouch for the welfare of your servant. Let the proud oppress me, lest the proud oppress me. My eyes yearn for your saving help and the promise of your justice. Treat your servant with love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me knowledge. Then I shall know your will. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. That is why I love your commands more than finest gold. Why I rule my life by your precepts and hate false ways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, give a loving welcome to your servant. Lord, guide my steps according to your promise. Your will is wonderful indeed. Therefore, I obey it. The unfolding of your word gives light and teaches the simple. I open my mouth and I sigh as I yearn for your commands. Turn and show me your mercy. Show justice to your friends. Let my steps be guarded by your promise. Let no evil rule me. Redeem me from man's oppression, and I will keep your precepts. Let your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Tears stream from my eyes because your law is disobeyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, guide me, guide my steps according to your promise. Do the things you have learned, and you will be blessed. Lord, you are just indeed. Your decrees are right. You have imposed your will with justice and with absolute truth. I am carried away by anger, for my foes forget your word. Your promise is tried in the fire, the delight of your servant. Although I am weak and despised, I remember your precepts. Your justice is eternal justice, and your law is truth. Though anguish and distress have seized me, I delight in your commands. The justice of your will is eternal. If you teach me, I shall live. glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Do the things that you have learned, and you will be blessed. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, part of chapter 37. The union between Israel and Judea is foreshadowed. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, "Now, son of man, take a single stick and write on it, Judah and those Israelites who are associated with him. Then take another stick and write on it, Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and the house of Israel associated with him. Then join the two sticks together so that they form one stick in your hand. When your countrymen ask you, 'Will you not tell us what you mean by all this?' answer them, 'Thus says the Lord God, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and of the tribes of Israel associated with him, and I will join it to the stick of Judah, making them a single stick. They shall be one in my hand. The sticks on which you write, you shall hold up before them to see. Tell them, thus speaks the Lord God, I will take the Israelites from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land, in the mountains of Israel, and there shall be one prince for them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. No longer shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions. I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy, and cleanse them so that they may be my people, and I may be their God. My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all. They shall live by my statutes and carefully observe my decrees. They shall live on the land which I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where their fathers lived. They shall live on it forever, they and their children and their children's children, with my servant David, their prince, forever. I will make with them a covenant of peace. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will multiply them and put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus the nations shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy, when my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever." Responsory prayer. I will take the sons of Israel and gather them together from everywhere. I will make them one nation, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Second reading from a sermon on pastors by St. Augustine, Bishop. In good pastures I shall feed my sheep. I shall lead them forth from the Gentiles, and I shall gather them from foreign lands. I shall bring them into their own land, and I shall feed them on the mountains of Israel. It was God who brought forth the mountains of Israel, that is to say, the authors of the divine scriptures. Feed there that you may feed in safety. Whatever you hear from that source, you should savor. Whatever is foreign to it, reject. Hear the voice of the shepherd, lest you wander about in the midst. Gather at the mountains of holy scripture. There are the things that will delight your hearts. There you will find nothing poisonous, nothing hostile. There the pastures are most plentiful. There you will be healthy sheep. You will feed safely on the mountain of Israel. And I shall feed them in streams and in every inhabited place in the land. From the mountains which we have shown you, there have issued the streams of the gospel message, because their voice has gone forth into the whole world. And every habitable place has become pleasant and fertile for the grazing sheep. In good pastures and on the high mountains of Israel I shall feed them. and their brazen ground shall be there. That is the place where they will rest, where they will say, I am happy, where they will say, it is true, it is clear, we are not deceived. They will find rest in the glory of God. When they find rest in those grazing grounds, and they will sleep, that is, they will find rest, and they will rest in good pleasures. And they will be led in rich pastures on the mountain of Israel, mountains of Israel. I have already spoken of the mountains of Israel, the good mountains to which we raise our eyes, and from which may come our help. But our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us not place our hope in the good mountains themselves, but let us rely on his word, which says, I will feed my sheep on the mountains of Israel. Let us not merely remain on the mountains themselves, for he added immediately, I will feed my sheep. Raise your eyes, therefore, to the mountains, whence your help comes, but take note that he says, I will feed. For your help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He concludes by saying, and I will feed them with judgment. Observe that he alone so feeds his sheep in feeding them with judgment. For what man can judge rightly concerning another? Our whole daily life is filled with rash judgments. He of whom we have despaired is converted suddenly and becomes very good. He from whom we have anticipated a great deal suddenly fails and becomes very bad. Neither out of fear nor our hope, neither our fear nor our hope is certain. What any man is today, that man himself scarcely knows. Still in some way he does know that he is what he is today, and what he will be tomorrow, however he does not know. Hence the Lord, who assigns to each what is owed to him, feeds his sheep with judgment, giving some things to one group, and other things to another, and to each his due. For he knows what he is doing. With judgment he feeds those whom he, being judged himself, redeemed. Therefore he himself feeds his sheep with judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I shall look after my sheep, and seek them out. I shall bring them out from among the peoples, and lead them to pasture. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Lift up your hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. In the spirit of devotion, let us ask him, Bless your people, Lord, merciful God, strengthen Leo, our Pope, and Gerald Kincannis, our Bishop, or whoever your Bishop is. Keep them free from harm. Look favorably on our country, Lord, free us from all evil. Help us to be reunited in faith and love. Call men to serve at your altar and follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, so that they may follow you, the divine Lamb, wherever you go. Bless your people, Lord. May the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. Pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God, Father, guide us as you guide creation according to your law of love. May we love one another and come to perfection in the eternal life prepared for us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let's pray for the Holy Father, and for the, especially your intentions and your needs, and for Father Veely and all of our priests that work with us in our own individual environments. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us and our priests. Holy Mother of God, Our Lady of Sorrows, Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Alright. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped, according to God's will and Mother Mary's intercession, of loving intercession, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.